He will not be happy by giving anything to him. He will never take anything. Only he wants. This is the manovist of Gurudev. To please Radha and Krishna. Only. Then?
Chakshudana Dila Jai.
Chakshudana Dila Jai. Abbas so blind. So much. But Gurudev give me, get me.
Eyes.
Who get eyes to Narottam Thakur? Jiva Goswami and first Jiva Goswami there. Because he is Sikhya Guru. For Narottam Thakur, Jiva Goswami is more important than his Gurudev Loknath Goswami. So he is always trying to please Jiva Goswami. Because he knows that to serve Jiva Goswami is to serve Loknath Goswami. That is why Narottam Thakur has told that when my Gurudev Loknath Goswami will come and take me and he will offer in the lotus feet of Loknath Goswami. So we should try to understand the deep meanings and do accordingly. Only wordings wise will not do anything. I am doing kirtan daily, 3 times, 4 times, and not obeying all these things, not doing. In fact, will that? Will be sahajiya or anything more. So, let us begin from Guru service, obeying Gurudev. If Gurudev is bona fide, we should not think that whether his order is good or bad. I have nothing to worry to carry my order of my Gurudev because I know that what he is telling is true to accident. You have nothing to worry in the order of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami because he is true to accident. So you must carry what he is telling. Don't think whether it is wrong or right. Nothing. He is not a Kanishtha Adhikari, he is not a Madhyam Adhikari, but he is Uttama. So like this. Then?
Prema Bhakti Jahan Hai Tyag.
Prema Bhakti Jahan. So, he will give us Bhakti Netra in this birth, after this birth, after this. So, we will not be liberated and we will be in Goloka. He will always come and help. He has done pratigya. If anyone he takes his shelter, he never gets up. He never takes his anath or even very general mistakes. Always excusing in action. So it may be so many times, births. But yet he will help. And he will help us. We have seen in Brihad Bhagavatamrita of Srila Sanatana Goswami that in 100 and less births he helped his disciples. So this is a very great hope for us. He will never, we may give him, but he will never give. Prema Bhakti
Jahan Hite Avidya
Vinasa. Avidya Vinasa. First Prema Bhakti will come by serving him and every anath will go away, offenses will go away. First our offenses should go away and then Prema Bhakti will come. It is as such. As much as Bhakti will come, it will be first Bhav Bhakti, then Prema Bhakti. And all kinds of anaths and offenses will go away. Otherwise not, if Bhakti is not there and you are trying and less what you cannot do. So we must try to serve Gurudev and to have some bhakti, and then they will go automatically. Otherwise, no. Don't try more to give up offenses and control mind and all these things. It will come out automatically if you are serving loyally to your Gurudev.
Dibhyagyan Hridyaprakashito.
Dibhyagyan. All gyan will come. Samandh gyan, avidheya gyan, Vivijan gyan. Everything will come. So go on. So he is telling, Haha Prabhu Karadaya. Seeing no alternative at all. There is nothing alternative. Then waiting, bitterly waiting with tears, we should pray to Gurudev, telling that you are the manifestation of the Gurudev Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. You are so much causeless, merciful. Be merciful to me. I am blind. Having so many anaths, Ah Prabhu Karadaya, Padachaya, the shade of your lotus feet. The Chaya, Tuhapade Laidusa. I am taking shelter, but I am not qualified to take shelter, but yet I am praying you to make me so that I may fully surrender. So we should try to do. Narottam Thakur has written a book,
Prarthana.
What? Very little book. Containing so many Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And this is the Mangalacharan of this. In the beginning. At first there were not so many books. Only Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and all others. This is the purpose of Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And first Kirtan is this. This slok, Anarpita Charini Shira. It was composed by Rupa Goswami in his Vidagdha Madhava. Very authentic book of Rupa Goswami. He was writing a book to fulfill the wishes of Srila Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was coming from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri in the way, in a village named Satyabhamapur. He has a dream in the last night. If anyone in the last night sees dream and after that he don't again sleep, then it may be true. And for devotees who are so high class of devotees, their all dreams are true. Radhika's dream, Krishna's dream, devotee's dream, never falls. So he saw a dream that a very beautiful Divya Devi has come and telling me that don't make one book, make two books, one of Braja and another from for Dwarka. Don't mix. Then he began to make his thought that Satyabhama is doing it. Here Satyabhama and he is doing it. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in Puri, he came to Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in any way that don't take Brajanandan Krishna out of Vrindavan. That is, what is the meaning? You should not take this Krishna to Dwarka and Mathura. Tattvata, they are one. No difference at all. But by Rash Vichar, when the prison of Rash, Brajendanandan and Vasudev Nandan are not same. They are different. But by Tattva, they are one. Ordinary person cannot take this thing. Only a Madhyam Adhikari is there and he is in line of Rupa Goswami, he can understand these things. Rupa Goswami at once stored this under his store, and for one book he made this Mangalacharna. When he was in Puri, in the cottage of Haridas Thakur, he was so humble that he don't use to go on foot to take darshan of Jagannath. Always very far away, and from there he used to do sashtang pranam. Because I am so wretched, I am Muslim, I have no quality, I am impure, like this. Rupa Goswami also followed Haridas Thakur. Because with his sons are Muslim, okay, and also like a Muslim. So he used to be there. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there with his all associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, all together. One learned society conference. And they, Swarup Damodar, tell that what books are you are writing? Show me. He was so ashamed that he was not going to show this thing, but they told repeatedly, so he gave it. Oh, you should recite the first slok, Mangalacharanam, Swarup Damodar told. He was so learned. He began to recite this. Anarpita charin chirat karunaya vakirna kalau samarpayitam unnato jalar sansa bhakti hariha pura sundar dut kadamb sandit sada hridaya kandare surutame satinandana. All became so happy. How beautiful, full of all kinds of siddhant in this slope. We have never heard like this. We have heard so many things, so slow, but never heard like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is not good slope. Three lines. Of this issue. It's so better, so better. But us purvatame sachi nandanaha, it is like poison in milk. It has made wrong all things. Swarup Damodar told that this fourth line has made it as if in so much condensed milk there is campus or mystery there. It has made it more tasteful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all, be merciful to Rupa Goswami so that he may know my heart and he can fulfill my all desires. Now we are going to explain this slow. Why Krishnadas Kaviraj took this slok in Mangalacharan? He was so learned person, he can make hundreds of slokas in very little time, in moments. He had made so many slokas in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has made Gopal, Govinda Lila Amrita so. No. Himself he has done. Govinda Lila Amrita. He has done about more than 1,000 slokas there. So many in all a slokas he has done. So many good books he has written. Why he took this slokas? Because undoubtedly Rupa Goswami is Siddha Mahapurush and he is Rupa Manjari. If he makes Golis praise Krishna and praise Krishna, his prayer will be more effectful, powerful than my. I'm so ordinary person. I have no bhakti yet. So if the prayers of Narottam Thakur, Premananda, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, are the slokas of Rupa Goswami and all others, Sarup Namudar, we will recite, it will be more powerful than we will do ourselves. We should not do kirtan of other persons who are not qualified and who are not devotional persons. They can make so ornamented language in English or Hindi or Bengali or Sanskrit. Anarpit charing shirat. Anarpit means not given. Pachirat, for a long time, what has not been given. What is that long period? Then long period that in a Brahma day it constants so many years.
4,32,000 years
make Kali Yuga. Twice to this Dwapar. Thrice Treta. And Chatur?
Four.
Folded. Chaturja. All met. 8,32,000,000. And same period, like Sandhya, evening. And all this times became one manvantar, and then into 14 manvantar again. Then it comes so many years. So in these years Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come, and this unalloyed Unnata Ujjwala Rasa Bhakti Sri has not been given. We are lucky, so lucky that we have come. After only 500 years, after going Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, I think that it will be 400 years after Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. 250 years Narottam Thakur and Chakravarti Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur 100 years. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur? When he in 37, then how much now to up till now?
60 years.
Only 60 years he has passed. And it is only 30 years our Gurudev and Swami 20 years gap now. Siddhar Maharaj more nearer.
10 years.
So we are lucky. So we should try to understand and follow all these things. If you are not doing following, then again it may be that lakhs and lakhs births will go away and no suitable time will come. So you will lose your CPF forever if you are not trying for this. If you are going to bona fide going and qualified in this work, then it may be that you will come after 200 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after that birth you will go to that same planet where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing with his all associates. So we should try to understand all these things. You should not think that it is only propaganda this is look. We should try to know that it is bona fide to, as Krishna is himself. Now he is telling, Karunaya Vataranaha Kalau. In Kali Yuga, when 7 Manmantar had gone away, 7 Manu had were changed, 7 Indra were changed. In 7th, when 27 Kali Yugas and Satyuga Treta all were changed, in 28th Chatur Yugi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his all associates. Krishna came to this world. How? Why he came? Samarpayitum Unnata Ujjalara Sangsva Bhakti Siyam. This whole is one line. Samarpayitum. To give. What he came to give? Very precious and rare thing. Brahma, Shankar, even Sukhdev Goswami, Narad Goswami, Shankar, they want to have this thing, but they think that they have not got it. What is this? They want this. Uddhava wants. Uddhava went to Vrindavan, you know, and he realized the glory of Nanda Baba Yashoda. He realized the glory of gopis, especially of Srimati Radhika. And he became so happy, but he became hopeless. We go to any mountain and see that Everest of India is about 30,000 feet. So high. We cannot be like that, so high. So he came to Uddhav, came to Braja from Mathura. And he was saying, gopis, Nanda Baba Yashoda. He told, he saw that Nanda Baba is weeping, thinking Krishna to be his son.
his thinking. How is this?
Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, more than Narayan and Ram and all others. And he has come mercifully to Nand house and he has become like a son, but really he is not son of anyone. He is not son of Vasudev or Nand or Yashoda. But how it is a strange thing that he is thinking that Krishna is his son. Nand Baba is telling, will Krishna come? He remembers us. And he began to weep and loudly so. I want to forget Krishna. And for this I go to Yamuna, on the bank of Yamuna. But I see that there are so many trees, creepers and Yamuna itself, that they began to tell the history of Krishna. And remembers me. So again he comes and wants to console his heart and to forget Krishna, and he goes to Vrindavan. But all the trees are crying, Krishna, Krishna. He went to Rashtra Lila Sthali. That is Bandhir. When he went to Bandhir Van, when he went to Kali Harada, he went to Govardhan, to whom he lifted. All the places are crying. All the dusts are crying for Krishna. They remember me. I'll become. So, never taking any rest, always waiting. Without telling that, how fortunate they are. Thinking Krishna, this Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking merely very loving child, loving son, he told to Nanda Baba, oh, you and Yashoda are so fortunate that you are thinking Krishna to be your son and very affectionate to him, sometimes chastising him, sometimes binding him, his hands, rebuking him. Oh, he was so fortunate. Hearing this, Nanda Baba has told Uddhava, I thought that you had become so qualified in the association of Krishna, but I see that you are very ignorant, like anything. Very ignorant. You have no knowledge at all. You are so foolish. No intelligence at all. You are telling me so fortunate. Who is most wretched in this world? That Supreme Personality of Godhead came to me. And he came, I could not please him, and he left me and he went to Mathura. I could not die like Maharaj Dasarath, telling Krishna, Krishna. So I'm not a good father. And he began to preach. Uddhava is telling this, oh, I have done wrong. Certainly, I am foolish. He was the private secretary of Krishna. He was mantri means prime minister. He was servant. He was everything of Krishna. But now he cannot think that whether I have done wrong or right. I have come to console Nanda Baba Yashoda and all Brijvasi. And now they are waiting so bitterly. But I know that they are fortunate. This is not wrong. But I should not have told them that you should weep and weep for Krishna. If anyone is waiting for Krishna and one tear comes, then he is certainly fortunate person. So Nanda Baba is weeping. So he is really a fortunate person. But Uddhav tells, thinks that I have done mistake. I cannot see him that, I cannot tell him that you should weep, weep, weep more. Then how I can console him? So what should I do? I should say that, oh Nanda Baba, you are so, so fortunate, you should weep, weep and weep bitterly. I cannot see. And I cannot stop him weeping. Because he knows that all Shastra has told this, like this. What should I do? He became foolish at all, could not understand what to tell, anything. This was a very critical position for Uddhava, who is our authority. And he became dumb at all. And what he saw there? Gopis. Gopis are, in the morning, gopis are seeing Krishna. Uddhava, who is this person? Akrut has again came to this place, to, but he has taken to Krishna to Mathura. Now, what purpose is his purpose? To come this place? Krishna is not here. Why he has come? Akrut. In same golden chariot. Oh, Krishna has sent in chariot, golden chariot. Why? He wants to make know Gop and Gopis that, oh, Krishna is not their son, Krishna is now become king of Mathura, emperor of Mathura. So he, this neglected servant approves, he has sent on a golden chariot to show that I am not any cowherd boy. To show this. Understand? Not, Krishna is now not so important, so important. King of Mathura, not a cowherd boy, not poor, without shoe and without umbrella. To say his opulence, he has sent his servant like this. But I know gopis are telling, who is he? One told that, I know. He is Shyam, but he is not Shyam. He is actually Shyam, manen. He has taken this
color of Krishna.
Color of Krishna, his everything, ornaments,
clothes,
Pitambar, everything. And his color was also like Krishna. So he is black, but not that black. Not Shyam, not Krishna. And seeing this Uddhava, Srimati Radhika came in Mahabhav Dasha. And he began to speak with a
bumblebee,
thinking him the dut of, messenger of
Krishna.
He has come drinking wine. Gopis are telling like this. Sometimes laughing, sometimes doing majar,
joking,
sometimes so much making guilty Krishna, so many things. Krishna has all tested separation mood and mating. He has tested Dasharas, Sakharas, Singaras, Madhuras. It has been told in Srimad-Bhagavatam. Why Krishna came? He was in Golok Braja. There are two kinds of Braja. First you should know. There are two kinds of Braja. Golok Braja, Vrindavan, Golok Gokul, Golok, Vrindavan, Braja, Vrindavan, all there. And one in this earth,
home.
In this planet. What is that?
Bhauma
Vrindavan. Bhauma Vrindavan means? In this planet, there are lakhs and crore planets, universe. We cannot count. Brahma cannot count. Even Brahma cannot count. Even Shankarshan, who is the father of all, creator of all, he cannot also. He may count. But anyone other cannot count. And all planets, there is a Braja. And that are called?
Homo Vrindavan.
Vrindavan. The real Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, always Krishna playing with his all associates. Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakha Chitra, Chandravali, Shyamala Bhadra, and all others. Dham, Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham, Sto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, Nanda Yashoda. Everywhere they are. Different groups in different planets. Also, at the same time being in Golok Vrindavan, they are also. And in all planets also. Not in all planets, but in all universe. Going like
road
cinema
show.
Reel.
Cycle.
Road show. So, all the bridge not different. They are one. They are coming and
Non-different,
but different.
Achinta Veda
also manifestation of but all real, not unreal. If all the bridges of this planet are real, why we want to go there in Golok Vrindavan? If non-different, the same thing, why we want there to go?
No difference is there.
Very carefully you should know. Difference is there. That in this Vrindavan, Siddha, Asiddha, all can see the Krishna pastimes here in this Bhauma Vrindavan. Duryodhan also can see, but he will not see that he is Krishna. He will see that this is the son of any boy, cowherd boy. Also Narada will see and supreme personality of God is Krishna. Doing all these pranam. But when he will go to Braja, Bhauma Vrindavan, Yashoda will come? No, here. In this Bhauma Vrindavan, in Gokul he will go. Yashoda will take his Lal, his son, Krishna, and will fall in the flat of Narada Baba, and he will take the thick dust of Narada. And tell that your feet dust will save Krishna. Narada is. What Narada is thinking? See this thing. I should not make any problem for Krishna pastime. Let it going on. I should not disturb. So he is fearing also, trembling also, and seeing the glories of Danda, Yashoda, Gopis, everybody. So in this pastime, in this Bhauma Vrindavan, Bhauma Mathur, Mandal, all can go. Whether they are Siddha or not. But after some time, here, in 10 years,
it will disappear and we will not see here. But in Golok Vrindavan, only Siddha can go, for prem, love, affection has been
perfected.
And forever they will go. And they will never return to this world. Anyone, any soul, Siddha, Kayaduha, Nitya Siddha, if they will touch Krishna and go to that Golok Vrindavan, never they will be come to this. Because they will never be opposite to Krishna. Bimukh nahi ho sakte. They will be
opposite.
Never opposite. They cannot forget Krishna. So there is no Maya. Maya is not. Only Yog Maya is there. So make them
connected
and always giving service to Krishna. So there is no chance of falling. So any conditioned soul has not come from that place, Siddha Bhumi. They have come from a tatastha line from Karna Bhavishna. So Krishna, to help the jiva and to bestow his causeless mercy, to samarpayitum, this is the explanation of samarpayitum, only one word, samarpayitum. What samarpayitum? What to give? He has come in a Brahma one day here in Bhauma Vrindavan.
Yes.
He has come in one day of Brahma. Why he has come? And in next trip, after 10-15 minutes, I will tell you something about this. One kirtan, these places, so many devotees are hankering that you are today far away from us. They are waiting. I told that I am also with you there. Don't wait. My heartly blessings for you. Here also new good devotees like Gandharva. Gandharva, you know?
Heavenly
singers. Singers and very beautiful ladies of goddesses.
Yes,
they are coming from heaven or all other places here. All the good devotees like goddesses, demigods, they are coming here. Jani, our classes, and they are so inspired that it may be that in next they can, in future, they will go to Vrindavan and know Deep Dham, and then you can see how good devotees are here. I am not thinking that I am in so far away from India. Always think that I am in Vrindavan with you all. So today is auspicious, not today only. All the days are auspicious when we chant, remember and meditate Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Krishna or Srimati Radhika or Vrindavan or Navadvip Dham. I am remembering a day with my Gurudev when he was in preaching to the very four or five were with him. Pujyapad Brahman Maharaj, my elder god brother, and some, myself and two others more, we disciples were with him. We were touring in South Bengal on foot, walking more than 10 miles here and there, collecting some rice for Navadvip Dham Parikrama. I think that more than 15,000 pilgrims used to come in our Navadvip Dham Parikrama at the time of Gaur Purnima. Now it is coming, from my tour I will go to Navadvip Dham. So we were collecting some donation of rice, and person he used to give so much happily. When we were going, then the minister of Bengal with 100 persons, officers and all others, was also touring in that place. He met at once in way, and he told our Guruji that why you are coming here. He told that